Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
First of all, how do you know that?
I know everything.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, welcome back. Matt Stein, Matt Darrell, the Guru Johnson with you on a payday Friday. Let's not bury the lead. Thank you. Thank you. By the way, thanks to Raymond Ritter, James Kincaid.
Oh, man.
Tim Jordan. Got to give a shout out to Tim Jordan, our digital crew. They were great yesterday. A lot of fun. And
phenomenal.
You know, the Warriors. Oh, thanks to Gotts. Gotts.
Yeah, teriyaki
restaurant,
sandwich.
Right outside the arena. But now, Steph Curry, once again. All class, all the time. Steph Curry.
And he does think about number five, Steiny.
Yeah.
That would put him in a hole. We already know what it is, but man, do they got the weaponry and firepower. Let me ask you this.
Number
I know it's 48
five.
Hours after Steve Kerr's presser, after the game where he said Wiggins was working out, just in regard on that front, because we didn't bring that up yesterday, but they did, a couple guys did. Do you still feel like, you know what, Guder? I wouldn't be shocked at this point if you were to come back.
I don't know.
The other day you felt something, though. That's why I asked.
I said it seemed like there was a tinge of optimism. But, like, I have no idea. It's unbelievable. Every time Kerr gets asked about it or a player gets asked about it, they're so careful about their answers.
Man.
It almost makes it clear that they don't know. Because the players and Steve Kerr want to make sure that they don't deliver the wrong message.
You know what's funny is, since this has happened, we've tried to come up with a comp or an example. We were talking to the great Raymond Ritter yesterday, and I was thinking about this driving home. Steiny, Cedric Sabalas. Now, the circumstances, I believe, again, not knowing what's going on with Wiggins, were different, but he left the Lakers midseason before they went to the playoffs. So, you know, not Andrew Wiggins-esque, but, you know, a player that needed some peace of mind.
888-957-9570 is the number. You want to talk about the Golden State Warriors? They have five games remaining. Five games remaining. Two at home, three on the road. And it starts tonight against the San Antonio Spurs, and that's a game that you would figure the Golden State Warriors win, especially because they are at home. How about this? I'll just throw this out to you. Saw this today on Twitter.
What you got? Oh, Twitter.
So if it's the Kings-Warriors, conventional wisdom is, yeah, Warriors are champs. They, you know, Kings have never been there.
Okay.
You know how many Kings players have played in the postseason? 11. The Kings have 11 players on their roster that have played in the postseason. Now, the Kings haven't gotten there, but a lot of their key players have. Harrison Barnes is a champion.
Yep.
Sabonis was in the postseason. Kevin Huerter played in an Eastern Conference final. Trey Lyles, been part of many playoff-type teams.
He's in the rotation.
So maybe that experience thing won't quite be as pronounced as some people think. Because I was under the impression that most of their players hadn't been to the postseason. But then you start going through them one by one, and you realize a lot of them have experience. It's just they don't have experience playing together. We had Bob Myers on, obviously, yesterday, and there was a lot about Draymond in there. And it was, you know, Bob Myers went down to calm Draymond down. He did. And, you know, some of the things that Bob Myers was saying about Draymond, they really kind of let us in terms of what Draymond's all about. Take a listen to this.
You work with somebody over a long time, you go through things with him, and Draymond is more than most players I've worked with. If you try, he'll let you into his life a little bit.
Mm.
A lot of guys don't do that. So, and he's got a lot going on in there. And he's very smart, and he's very sharp, and he loves the NBA. And so over the time we draft, he was my first draft ever as a GM. He was obviously not the first. It was Harrison, then Zeeley, then Draymond. I bet you would have a relationship with two, or you could. But you gotta be willing to deal with some stuff.
Right.
You want a relationship with him. There's times where you don't want to, but I think he's worth the effort.
Wow. Worth the effort, Stoney.
Yeah, there's a little more, because he really got into the ins and outs of Draymond.
What you don't know about that game was in the first quarter when we were not playing well.
Yeah.
He's yelling at me, "We have no focus." Yelling at me.
Oh, see, we didn't see
that. So you didn't see that stuff, right?
Wow.
So my wife's like, what's he doing? And I said, I don't know. He says, "We have no focus." And then I'm sitting there
but
going,
it's
like,
true, though, right?
What do you want me to do? Like, I go, just play. I'm kind of mouthing. I go, just keep playing, man. Just keep playing. But he's not wrong. Our team had no focus. But it's like he's looking for an ally. And I guess he views me as that, which is a compliment. And so he began that dialogue in the first quarter.
Mm.
And then because he did that, and then I just saw him. You guys saw what I saw. It was
incredible.
In a different place.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I don't do that. Sometimes I'll go down and talk to Iguodala when he's not playing and say, like, what are we doing? Because he's in the huddles. But I don't do that. And by the way, had I known it would have been picked up, I didn't think it would be seen.
Right.
But then it was.
It actually could have been more of a scene.
I
actually think Bob made it not a scene by coming down there. And I mean, I don't think it could have been portrayed in pictures any better for everybody involved. So you got Bob Myers walking down. Draymond is a little bit out of control, shall we say. They have a dialogue for about 10 or 15 seconds, and Draymond nods his head, yeah. Bob Myers walks back. I mean,
they dapped each other up.
It was
incredible.
Yeah, it's the way you wanted to see it handled. No doubt about it.
Do you think we see that? Well, I guess.
I mean, the issue is what happens.
That's my own question.
What happens if Draymond Green isn't feeling it and wants,
or they
and
lose
tells
that game.
Bob, and tells Bob, I don't want to talk to you right now.
No.
I guess maybe he doesn't do that to Bob.
But you don't want to get down 20 and have no focus for Dray to feel that way. But damn, that's just. They allow him, they take the good with the bad, Stoney, and I guess that's what good friendships and relationships are all about.
Steve Kerr, here's the, you know, let's finish up with the Draymond stuff, because this is the one that I think is interesting.
You can talk to him. I know that may seem hard for people that are listening to understand. They probably think you can't reason with this guy. He's not in a place to hear anything. I don't think that's true. The times where I've called him and we've disagreed on whatever it is, he'll hear my side. You know, when we suspended him, he didn't like that. But he'll hear my side of it, and then he'll give me his side. But I'll tell you what, he smells fear. You cannot approach him with fear or intimidation.
Ooh. The Pelicans, they bow down.
Well, I'm just telling you, you can't do that with him. So if he sees that you're not afraid, and the truth is most people are afraid of him.
Yeah.
It is the truth. Like, most people are afraid of him. And if he sees that, he loses respect. So you can't be afraid. And maybe I'm not saying I'm anything special, but I've known him a long time and been through some stuff, and it doesn't work like that with us. So
interesting.
He can smell. Wow.
And the thing I was thinking about is, okay, so when Bob Myers said that, I'm trying to think, I wonder what he means, or I was trying to think of examples of what he's talking about. And I think the Barkley thing is part of it. To me, the reason I think Draymond respects Barkley is because he knows Barkley's not afraid of him. And because Barkley obviously played in the NBA, but he, like, the one thing, Barkley ain't going to back down either.
Oh, he has not.
Like, Barkley is not going to make, like, even though now they've kind of become friends, Barkley will still rip him if he has
to. Remember, you told him, you are, you're just part of the band, you know? You're right.
So, like, Draymond knows he can't steamroll Charles Barkley. I think over the years, we've also seen that with Draymond in the media. You know, he's more than, like, you know, he can give a reporter an answer and then they get a little intimidated. That's one thing. But there are a lot of, there are reporters that he knows who cover the team. They're not afraid to follow up with a question or to present another side to him. Mm-hmm. And he's not going to beat him up. He will engage in give and take when he respects the other person.
Damn. And I'll tell you this, because it was a show. It was an incredible show, what we saw from Draymond on an individual basis against the Pelicans. But the good part of what we saw, and there was a lot, and I feel like he willed that team to victory, Steiny. He was a big part of it. They have to have, you know, even it shouldn't take them being down 20, but if they get that dialed in, Draymond Green, who looked like Wolverine, that's what Dub Nation's banking on, Steiny. That's the type of stuff that, it ain't a three-pointer. It's the other stuff to keep his troops in line and not be scared and attack. That's what they're going to need from Draymond Green if they're going to make some noise in the playoffs. And just going back to Steph and his mannerisms yesterday without saying it, I think he knows that's what Draymond he's going to get.
888-957-9570 is the number. That's also the Comcast business text line. And the Golden State Warriors have five games remaining in the regular season, and then it's either they're out, they're in the play-in, or they are in the postseason. That's what's to be expected. But, you know, it's interesting. Somebody, the 408, saying, do you think Draymond and Bob are connected? It's like, I don't know if they're connected, but they definitely have a connection. And would it be the craziest thing in the world to wonder about the two guys who have a great relationship in terms of Bob Myers and Draymond, and they're both possibly on the last year here with Golden State?
That would be surreal, man, if it were to happen. But one guy controls that, Steiny, and his name is Joe Lacob. Well, not in the
dream. I thought you were going to say his name is Draymond Green.
Well, that's a double.
Because Draymond is the guy who can.
Do you think he wants out of here? Like, if they were to give him the money, I don't think he wants to don another jersey. Like, that stuff to me, here I go. Mm-hmm. Who, how do you know? You think you know. I think Draymond is such a student of the basketball, the game, the history, and what he's accomplished. I think he wants to ride off in the sunset with Steph and Clay. Like, I know, like, if he had to go to another team, L.A. to me would be the front runner. But I don't think he wants to put on another jersey. Now, the chick money
talks.
I don't know. Chris Tucker, Charlie Sheen.
I don't know one way or the other.
But that, you know what? I was going to bring it up yesterday, but it didn't fit. Words are, we all remember, and they're powerful. You said, words are my life, goo. I'll never forget that a couple weeks ago. But Draymond said the handwriting's on the wall about his situation. Now, that was a couple months ago, but that came from his chest. You know, like, I'm asking you, Steiny, you think those were just words? Maybe that was a light little message. Hey, guys, I'm already thought about life after here. I don't want to say ploy, but do you really think he's thought about life outside of here?
Of course. Absolutely. You know, Goo, let me remind you. Let me remind you that for 6 months, you thought KD was coming back.
Oh, I did. Oh, when he had that helmet on at the groundbreaking thing. And, good God, he sold me.
And so, I mean, it's one of those things where I have no idea. And it's also, you know, if you were to tell me, Stein, he wants to ride off into the sunset with the big three.
Right.
Well, I would say, maybe after 12 years with the big three, he's ready for something else to finish his career. That would be every, you know, to me, that would be just as possible. Draymond going to use other teams like Aaron Judge used the Giants, then he's going to stay right here.
Who didn't get thrown at, by the way, yesterday in New York as he hit the homer.
Why should he have been?
That didn't bother you.
What?
Are you from Redding, PA? Hardcore.
What should have bothered me?
Used the Giants?
He used the Giants.
No. He came out
here. He doesn't
even
know the Giants exist.
See, I just
dead
want to
serious.
Read. Stoney, stop. He knows.
As Joe Shasky would say, dead serious.
What about, I have you saying that. That's your term. But what about, this was his team growing up. He used
you did
the,
that.
No, the
you fans the, did that. See, wow. And you media that wanted to create it did that. He's not from here. He's from like an hour and a half away. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you what would have happened.
His ass would have got thrown at if I was.
This would have been. This would have actually been how it all would have come down. Logan Webb hits Aaron Judge.
Right.
He runs to first base. The game's over, and they say, "Hey, what'd you think about Logan Webb hitting you?" What about it? Hey, you think it was payback for not signing with the Giants? I was never signing with the Giants. Wait. They thought I was signing with them, that's why they threw at me?
You're special.
Yeah, seriously. The whole Bay Area thinks you left them hanging.
No doubt.
I didn't even consider the Giants. So if I'm not even considering the Giants, why would the Giants consider hitting me?
Hey,
that's what I
love that, but mm-hmm. The bottom line is he got on an airplane, 747, came to San Francisco.
And visited his family an hour and a half away. Where else is he supposed to fly in?
No, they talked to the Giant brass. He had conversations, Donnie.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
And the Giants are like his prerogative, but don't play us. Don't play the base. Like you wanted to come here and it's your favorite team.
He didn't want to come here. You guys wished it. You guys wished and hoped just like the Giants front office. You got suckered. You got snookered.
I'll still throw at him. I don't care what his. Do you know why you got thrown at? Don't
matter for you to throw at. It's kind of like when Alex Spadoni, remember this? It's kind of when Alex Rodriguez ran over the mound while Dallas Braden was pitching, and Dallas Braden goes, "Get off my mound!" And A-Rod, one of the greatest players of all time, goes, "Who are you?
That was pretty.
Who the hell is Dallas Braden?" And that's what Aaron the Giants. The hell are the Giants?
I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Free agent Gary Sanchez is in agreement with the Giants on a minor league contract. Uh-oh. Pending a physical, a source tells The Athletic. He's going to report initially to the team's spring training home in Scottsdale, then join a minor league affiliate. They are making moves.
It's amazing how Steining, when he came up with the Yankees, he was going to be the next catcher. He was going to be a star. And he's got some pop. It's just amazing how you just, things go left, they figure you out. But damn.
And another catcher, Joey Bart, days numbered? What is going on there?
I saw him yesterday, Spadoni. I don't know how you thought about it or even, it looked odd. Like this was supposed to be the, wow. Stoney, strike while the iron's hot, fellas. I'll tell the youngsters in the, but you never know, man. Joey Bart, now he's just an afterthought. Jesus!
It reminds me of when you know,
I hate when you laugh though.
Well, it's just
what are you?
You know what I remember? It was 3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. We actually did I couldn't believe this. We actually had about a 90-minute discussion. I want to say Bonte was doing it too with you, and you guys got excited over Mauricio Dubon.
I think he's
a prospect. He could come in here and hit 300 and steal 20.
Hey, man, pandemic radio was tough, Stoney. Come on.
Talk to him, boy.
We were grinding as a station.
He's a nice utility
fight
piece.
For my life.
I know Dallas Braden pitched the perfect game on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
By the way, that's World Series champion Mauricio Dubon, too, Stoney.
Astros are good. Dusty Baker.
Meg Thee Stallion. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What?
She's a national treasure.
She was part of the opening day festivities.
She sang the national anthem.
Yeah.
Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
She looked great.
I thought she sang great.
Of course she did.
Great voice. What?
Just stop. That pitcher would have made her, like, good Lord.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah. I'm a grown man.
Oh, grown man's need love too. Yeah.
Oh, man. What else you want to talk about from yesterday? Because I thought, just pick a guy and I'll tell you, boom.
Gary Payton II, when you said and asked him, how you feeling? Are you healthy?
He said he's getting there. He's getting there. He's getting there.
Yeah.
How about the way... you know what? You're not going to want to hear it. No, you are going to want to hear this.
After that picture of me yesterday, you can run me over with a truck. Your boy will be fine. Go ahead. I'm going to want to hear it.
Let's start talking more about the Warriors and less about Steiny and Guru. What do you think?
You sound like a friend I know. Nobody cares about his golf game, are you?
They're right. Sometimes I get caught up in that, and I try not to.
Well, I'll tell you what, Spadoni, and you and Evan can chime in here. I come in here and try to be myself. And if that's not good enough, they'll walk us out. I can't share with you things that happen in our life. We don't do 4 hours on it.
Well, they will not walk us out. They don't walk out the least paid at a company.
They tap you on the shoulder.
They're the last ones out the door.
Well, how do you exit, Stoney? Somebody escort you. Yeah.
We've talked about this. Have you ever been escorted out of a building?
I never have.
Yeah, me neither.
No, I'm lying. Yeah, once. Icon Office Solutions. I know one name. So I was a salesman. Got a young lady a job. You asked, so I'm going to tell you. Got a young lady a job. And I vouched for her. She was from Union City, but her britches got too big. So some things went around the office, and she lied about her nationality. So her dad coached me. I knew the family in Little League.
Right.
So I knew her origin of her nationality.
This is unreal.
So all the girls came back to me and said, hey, I'll leave her name. I won't name her. Hey, I didn't know such and such was black. And I go, she's not black. Not clowning. She's not black. I grew up with her. They're asking me. So somebody put a note on that person's desk that read, you're not black. And the company, who do you think? Because the only one that knew the truth was me, but I didn't put the note on the desk.
You may as well have.
And they tapped, hey, I got paid some thousands. Wrongful termination.
What's going on here?
God, if ever there was a rightful termination.
Me. I said, why do I got to leave if you don't know the facts?
Because you're an office gossip.
What's the drop?
You were an office gossip.
I don't have all the facts. I didn't do any of that. But they wanted me back. They asked me to come back, but that hurt so much that they thought I would stoop to that level to put a note on a desk. EEOC, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, got me some G's.
So wait a minute.
More than 10. I got paid. That's when I was playing Madden.
And I gave you $100 for a bet I didn't even lose.
This is years ago. Well, it's 80 now. I owe you 20.
Hey, so seriously, you theoretically got fired for the note?
Yeah. And then
that
we did it.
Good for you,
yeah,
then.
And we
seriously.
Did an invest. Mike Homer from Arizona. We did an event. They did an investigation.
I bet I know who wrote the note. Was it Relaford?
I never know. And he worked there. never found out who
Relaford.
Wrote the note.
Relaford.
But what hurt was...
Did you stick it to your boy 10 years ago?
Just listen to me. I got paid.
You took a bullet for Relaford.
Yeah.
Nice job, Goo.
Well,
you can't go telling everybody what somebody's nationality is.
No, if they if they ask me...
don't talk about that.
Spadoni, what was I supposed to say? Yeah, Spadoni's black. Like, it wasn't even about... It wasn't gossip.
That's a drop.
I'm the only one that knew. And I was like, I didn't know why they wanted to know. Then I was like, oh, brother. Norm wasn't happy. Like, what's up with the job? It's a long story. I'll see you soon.
Norm had it not. Like,
Norm is the guy that thought I put the note on the desk. That's how Norm thinks.
You know, you're like, you know when...
Pop, I didn't do it.
You remind me of a Ewing. You know when Ewing said, well, we get paid a lot of money, but we spend a lot of money.
Well, I think that was pretty like, well.
No, he was like, I got a family to feed.
Oh,
you know, brother. You're like, you know, Guru gets fired a lot, but he gets hired
now,
a lot,
that's
too.
That's the only time I've been fired. Keep it real
no,
now.
No, but you've had a lot of jobs.
Yeah, and I leave on good terms.
Do you?
I just said that was the one time.
Have you ever burned a bridge?
Never, Sonny.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I swear.
I don't think I have either.
You know what? Hey, last one. Food for Less in Newark. It was Christmas. It was raining. I was getting the carts. This was my first job, and it was the twins. I think it was the Robello twins. And he came out and said, Johnson, you're going too slow. I said, you get your own effing carts and left. I was borrowing Norm's truck, so I lied to my dad, said they let me go. course, he went back up to the place, found out I got fired because I'm still living under the roof. Norm, man, Stardy, you had to be on your game.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Matt Stein, Matt's Darryl, the Guru Johnson with you. We're going to talk some Warriors and NBA on the other side.
Baseball, too.
We are going to talk some baseball at 1230 with Keith McPherson. He's a radio host at WFAN 660 in New York. He knows all about the New York Yankees, and they have yet to allow a run this season against the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah.
16 strikeouts for the Giants.
But yesterday, that didn't bother you.
It doesn't bother me. In fact, I'll tell you why it doesn't bother me on the other side. I'll give you, again, I'll tell you why not to panic.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back on 95.7 The Game.
Yes, but don't he's black.
You only live once, and I know you got commitments, but before you dip, we got to get a photo of me, you, and Stein.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, because if I go home, if you didn't shoot the kid, I didn't get it less out of cool, and that's okay. No problem. He's going to be all you groovy.
You could have asked him that after the interview, so not everybody
but
heard
it, the people
but that's
hear.
All right.
And
right.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
That's our buddy, our friend.
You happy? You got your picture with Steph.
That's a whatever voice you got to get that.
Got your picture with Steph.
Well, you got up and took it.
Show it around.
You were the first one up.
Show it around so people can know.
See, I look at you.
I've been with Steph Curry today.
Now, you were the first one that popped up to take the picture, and I feel like that's
no
why
picture.
I like doing radio with Goo. He asked what I wanted to ask. Let's take it. And good Lord, the cameraman fired.
One time yesterday during that interview. One time, in the middle of Steph Curry talking, did I once say, "The chef"?
hey, I try to.
You're right.
Drake gave him that name.
Did he?
Yep.
I didn't know. 650. Oh, go ahead.
No, hip hop's 50 years old. If we had more time, I was going to ask him what that meant to Steph. Why are you laughing?
Because he's 35.
What's that? Lupe Fiasco is one of his favorite artists. Yeah.
Lupe who?
Fiasco.
That name sounds made up.
Chi-Town.
Chi-Town's finest.
Yeah, we were Digital Underground.
Yeah, like that with Tupac, Too Short.
Pac was there.
Yeah.
Pac was in there.
Rest in peace.
Who else was in there?
Yeah, slow down,
Little
Money B.
Little Juju or something was there. Was the guy's
Digital
name?
Digital Underground.
Yeah. Digital Underground. Yeah.
Let's move this down for you. For shizzle.
Like, man. Steph sounded like a GM. This is from the 650 during your interviews with him yesterday. Maybe this will be his next job after he's done with playing basketball. What do you think Steph will do when he retires?
Honestly, golf. I think he'll try to.
53.
I think he'll try to do the Tony. Well, Tony's doing the broadcasting, but I really could see if he loves it. Like you, I think he
can't
loves
play
it.
On the senior tour.
Tell me why.
There's
this like Dudley V. Tell me why.
This is really because as great as Steph Curry is at golf.
Yeah.
The guys who play on the senior tour have been golf pros for 30 years, and there is a difference.
So he's not good. He ain't good enough.
He's not good. No, you're right. Yes. I don't think
he's good. Think he thinks that?
I think he knows one way or the other, probably. But I'd be surprised if he can compete. Now, this is 15 years from now, because I think you got to be 50 when you play on that tour.
That I did not
but,
know.
But I think. Now, there. There's a difference. There's a difference between Steph Curry, who's a hell of a golfer, to like a golfer who's a pro. Mm. But you know what? He's still pretty good. Dude, the guy's like a 240 bowler.
Now that,
it's
wow.
A freaking God.
Twinkle toes, I'm Fred Flintstone with the ball.
That's what pisses me off about God. Why did he give Curry like 17 things he's great at?
Yeah.
And other guys get stiffed.
Yeah.
Why does Steph Curry like have to be great at ping pong? You know what I mean?
Man, just move on, Stoddy. I got like 80 examples.
Of what?
Of where I look at guys like, how did you? You didn't need that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm a hater.
I said I'm a hater. Yeah.
But we were having a little fun with this before the show. The big three. What are they going to do? Like, when they retire, like it's funny because Evan said something that I kind of disagree with. Evan said, well, Clay will probably coach because he's going to want to be close to the game.
Now, I had a phone call that went bad this morning. I didn't hear Evan say that. What would make Evan say? Clay is going to disappear,
that's
vanish.
That's what I would think.
That's what I believe.
He's right in
Evan,
the other room.
Can you please explain when the boss is talking to him?
Oh, they're not.
No.
Okay.
I heard the boss.
What did he... Unbelievable.
Giving orders.
He just plucks guys right off our show. Evan, if Evan's still... Oh, he's not here. If Evan's still in a good mood after he comes in the boss's out of the boss's office, tell him I got to ask him something. No, I kind of with you. I think Clay will get on that boat and roll.
Man, no doubt about it.
Steph, I think Steph's going to be like Kobe started to be after his career, where he's just...
He mentors,
he's involved
but he
in a lot of things.
Yes. Well, what you did is daughter Gigi, he had people. Kobe loved giving the game back. You could see that was starting to manifest. And I just feel like I could see Steph doing that. Also, with Cannon coming down the chute and Riley, I don't know if Riley's going to play, but you got to think they're going to have a love for the game.
Draymond, I think we know, is headed into
now
the media.
Now you got me. Let me step back. I was about to, coach. That's it. He's going to be the next Barkley. And he's going to be damn good. Because he can explain the game.
He's
just
pretty
like
good.
Ron Adams explained what gifts he has. Draymond is a defender.
So one of the things yesterday that came up was, you know, the young guys. Where's the one? Bob Myers on the Poole situation. Poole represents, you know, the young players.
Yeah. Poole's been really good the last how many games?
Yeah.
Was he in a funk? Absolutely. I often look at it like a hitter in baseball where there's a guy that's a 300 hitter. He may hit 200 for 3 weeks. And people probably rip the guy. He can't hit, you know. Posey was a guy like that. You know, he's done. Now he's back. And so I would say no, not disconnect, I think is too strong a word. I don't know how you characterize slander, but I will say that I think I heard you guys talking about when slander, if I was going to use that term, it's when it becomes personal. Like, that guy's an idiot.
Yeah, okay.
Or he's a clown. That stuff's not, that's not right.
Right.
You might say he's turnover prone or he lost the ball. I wish he'd give it up to Curry. Whatever people want to say, okay, that's sports. But when it starts getting into someone that they don't know,
or don't see work. I think that the thing we get to see more is who these guys are off the camera.
Right.
So you don't know how hard a guy really works.
That was Bob Myers talking about Jordan Poole.
Who I was, we had a great guest list. I mean, it was phenomenal. We capped it off with the chef. I was hoping we got Jordan.
Real quick.
Uh-oh.
415. This will, you know what?
If the 415,
if you want to keep texting like this, right. I'll walk right out of this studio.
But they're playing with
this.
No,
they're not.
They want.
I don't think they are. I think they're so.
But why don't you think they are?
Why don't I think they're playing with?
You've never called a player that.
I know. Somebody says Steinmetz calls players clowns and idiots all the time. No.
You get mad at me for calling players chokers. Right.
Stop it.
Somebody playing with you. It's Friday, payday.
Thank God.
Payday for me was yesterday with this job and what we were able to experience. I didn't even check the deposit this morning.
I mean,
I did it last night. But you know what? I'm on a high, man. You can't tell.
See,
I'm off a little bit.
Here's the difference. Yesterday, I mean, it was just a day of work for me. For you, it was like make a wish. You were like one of those make a wish kids.
Don't act like that was my first rodeo yesterday. We've been around this show. Stoney, I saw you over there snickering and laughing.
What?
I can tell you, just the ambiance. And let's be honest, we had to wait for Steph. Raymond Ritter told us. I didn't tell you guys, but I was like, he ain't good. We ain't getting them. It was like 2:34. Then I heard some noise in the hallway. And it was the chef.
See, this is.
Steph!
Okay.
And we got a thing going now.
You do realize.
Episode 2. Next year we'll do it too. Right? But as the Masters, as the playoffs approach, we go on site. You, me, him, Evan, and Raymond, and
you do realize
Tim Jordan
that he.
And the Hegan.
He wants to be made aware anytime I'm in the building.
Stop it. I'm laughing.
There was no chance, none. He was skipping out on us yesterday. None.
Oh, okay. So you never once
not
thought
one
this
time.
Might not. Okay.
Not one time.
All right.
You know why else he did it? It has nothing to do with me, obviously. Because he made a commitment to do it.
Zeus Chromis on YouTube. I wonder how Goo would be around LeBron.
Okay, I know.
I've been around NBA players. I lived a lifestyle. Eddie House was in sack. I went to the games and the parties, man. Mario Elie is my friend. I know what it's like to be around and how to act. My friends used to rap. I didn't been around entertainment. Y'all act like, oh, Steiny.
I think they're just confused because. How much? They say you're 6'4"?
So he had a hat on.
Okay, but you're 6'4"?
6'4".
That's why, you're 5'3" when you're with LeBron because you're on your knees. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't appreciate that. We could be in trouble, but good Lord. LeBron is just a man.
Here's a little Steph Curry story from yesterday. That tells you what he's all about. So yesterday, the Warriors practiced from like 11 to 12, I think. And then they had a Players Association meeting, and it was going to be about an hour and a half. And Raymond Ritter was trying to get a couple players to pop in for 10 minutes. So Raymond Ritter, at the very start of the meeting, goes up to Gary Payton II and says, look, it's probably going to be cool. It's okay. Can I get you downstairs, do an interview with Steinmetz and Guru for 10 minutes?
Yeah.
You know what Peyton says?
He told us.
Peyton says, I got a check with 30, meaning Steph Curry. So, in other words, Peyton wasn't comfortable saying, yeah, I'll skip this meeting to go do it. So he goes over to Steph, and Steph goes, yeah, go ahead. Go do that interview.
Wow, man.
And what Raymond Ritter said is like, well, he didn't say this, but you did, I think. You think James Harden would have let somebody go to the, like, that's who Steph is?
Yeah, no
like, yeah,
doubt
go
about
do
it.
That interview. Yeah. Like, anybody else would have been like, no, we got this meeting.
But the fact that Steph knew it was you and I, that had a lot to do with it. You know, had it been Mike and Mike, Steph probably
how thirsty is this guy?
Thirsty for what?
For anything.
Oh, please.
You're just thirsty.
We're folks.
I mean,
Like, I know you don't mean that. I mean, keep going. You're laughing.
I am laughing.
Right. Spadoni, stop it's this just, guy. Just, Evan.
It's just.
Evan, no, I was on good behavior. I've been around.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He was,
that's for a snapshot. Yeah.
You were pretty excited yesterday, Goo.
Yeah, no doubt. So that's was everybody else.
Nobody's making fun of
licking Evan, licking his step while we're doing the interview.
I could not take my eyes off the fact that his arms look,
Dude, he was young.
They're big, but they are so many marks and scars
look
and
like
claws.
Jesus. That's what we didn't get to ask.
And the Wolverine,
yeah, you don't get that whistle up here on the mark. Show Steiny. We would have got into that too, Spadoni. That's what we, but yeah, we didn't have a 30
By the way,
everybody
told me, he doesn't think he doesn't get calls.
See, now people don't, because you've been on Material Island today. Is that true or you
it
just...
It doesn't matter if it's true. I want Warrior fans to start believing it.
Watch yourself.
Dude, he looked like Jesus, man. He had webs. Evan saw what he saw.
I wonder how much weight he's put on since rookie year. Gotta be like 25
And it's that good
pounds.
Weight, no doubt. I was 2016, I believe, was the last year or when he said, I'm done with this crap. I'm going to remake my body and get muscular. Remember, the great Kobe Bryant did that, then kind of didn't like the muscles he had added on and kind of, you know, left the weightlifting alone. But Steph Stein, he's a big dude, man. Up close.
He is. Yep. He is. And you know what? As long as we're making fun of Goo, I may as well make fun of Evan.
Excuse me?
So... You know,
these people think
Evan, you have
for
no
real.
Evan, you have no, you can't say anything about Guru because just to let people in, that was about Monday. Remember Monday, you know, we're doing the show out at the Chase Center, and you said, Evan, are you going to be out there? Or do you have to stay back in the studio?
Yeah, that's my teammate.
I think I'm going to have to stay back in the studio.
That's your Evan. I'm going to give you a two.
I don't think I'm going to be able to go to Chase. Tuesday, you asked him again. I don't know, guys. I think I got to stay here.
I like that it's somebody else. That's what I'm getting off on.
Somebody can do it to me. I don't
you got
care.
Uncle Jeff on YouTube saying. Thinking that you're being real.
About what?
Guru act like you've been there, so he's falling for your bit. Stani's running material.
Is that the YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, because I got a bunch on the... Comcast business text line about you.
Don't lie, Stani. Yeah. When Mike Dunleavy Jr. threw it back in your court,
you know what?
Yeah, sweating
awkward.
A little bit.
Stani
sweating.
Was, what happens when the puncher gets hit? The boxer. He ain't knocked out.
Yeah, I don't mind
stunned. That. Yeah, you backed up a little bit.
I've been, what's the word?
And I let you two at it.
What's the, see, and I'll be honest with you. One of my, personality characteristics, I can be oblivious, completely oblivious. So I swear to God, when you guys say, it's a little awkward, like I wasn't feeling it. I was just trying to get the right word.
No doubt.
By the way, I got
it. And it wasn't bad at all. But he wanted to smoke. He wanted to know why you think he couldn't do something or be good at it.
No,
but I'm telling you.
He called me today.
Now, so it was a real scrap. It was something, Evan.
Be honest.
Yeah, I started it asking
him
about his
future. I go further back
with
Dunleavy than Curry.
You called him?
Wow. That I went down, you called him?
Huh?
He called, you called him?
Yeah, I called Dunleavy.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
But you know, I didn't even have his number. So
he goes, hello, and then what?
I got his machine.
Oh, you left?
Yeah, I left a message.
Wow, Steiny.
He called me back. I haven't had a chance to get it yet.
So what was the point of the call?
Just to clarify, I told him, I said, hey, man. I said,
just to clarify, you are Larry David.
I just said, hey, Mike, Matt Steinman, it's about yesterday. You name me. Hey, Mike, name me one son of an NBA coach who played in the NBA who then went on to be a head coach. And then I hung up on him.
925 says, what is this, the 90s? You left a voicemail. That's pretty good.
That is good. Oh, that's totally good. We're getting off the rails here.
Because they got San Antonio tonight. Ain't no fear. They should win this one going away. We should see PBJ.
Can you play it?
Yeah.
All right, I want Evan to play this because this is, I want to dissect this one.
Yeah.
Steph Curry on the young guys.
We have a core that's been through the ringer and has shown that we can win at the highest level, but we do need those guys to take those leaps to keep us in that conversation. And, you know, my message to everybody is, you know, it's all worth it. And, you know, everybody's going to shine if you bring, you know, your best effort to, you know, do what coach is asking you to do, understand how we play. There's a little bit of sacrifice involved, but the benefit at the end is worth everything. And you'll be well suited to understand what winning basketball is like for the rest of your career. A lot of guys don't ever experience that. So it's kind of whatever you kind of buy into.
You can't tell me.
All right.
You can't tell me that. Steph, at least, boy, how do I want to say this? That there is something there to the young players not going 100% all in, if you know what I mean. Like, he was saying that you have to make sacrifices, you have to do it, and there will be a benefit at the end. Like, he's almost like they're trying to. They've spent a lot of time trying to convince the young players that that's what it's about. And they're trying, but it doesn't sound like they're all the way there yet with how they play. I'll just say how they play.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that assessment, but I do know, and you talked about and pointed it out, I don't think Kuminga is ready to start on an every game basis. So I don't think Curry's talking about or referring to Kuminga, but Jordan Poole, you could say what you want, Steiny, but he's been there every time you need him. And that what I'm talking about is if you need him to start, and you think that gets overlooked, if you need him to come off the bench, he's there. So what if I told you I think that's for everybody, that message? And when we talk about young guys, Steiny, one guy is gone. The three musket, I'm like, I should ask Curry, do you consider Jordan one of the young guys?
Of course.
Or one of the OGs now that he's been here 4 years and won a chip?
I don't think there's any doubt about it. And that might be one of the reasons why some things have happened this year. He is not, maybe he considers himself part of the big three, big four.
Right. I know I would if I were JP.
Why? You're sixth man on a championship team.
Okay, but I can do a lot when one of the big three is out. You call me and step in. I can ball. Curry, when you got hurt, me and Clay was making good music. You know,
see,
what I mean?
I understand both sides. Yeah. Jordan Poole ain't the big three. Let's just put the rat on the table. Jordan Poole ain't one of the big three.
And I'm not. I hope I don't sound.
But he ain't
like
no chump.
No, and there you go.
And so,
but you are a guy that's going to. You're not a starter, Steiny. And you won't be for the foreseeable future.
He'll be a starter for half his career for his foreseeable future.
Yeah, well.
Because Steph's going to miss 25, and Clay's going to miss 20-ish, probably.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm dead serious.
I was just talking about here. Yeah.
I'm dead serious about that, too. It's like, I think that's not part of the problem, but one of the reasons the Warriors need Poole, and everybody says, well, you know, they might be able to move Poole. I think they could move Poole if they wanted. But you've got a backcourt that's aging. And you're going to get rid of Jordan Poole, like your third guard right now? That, to me, is a little bit dangerous when Steph and Clay have missed so many games in the last, you know, 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the Golden State Warriors. They play the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Chase Center. And it's a game. Look, they should win tonight.
But Stephen A. on line one, you better be careful. Yeah,
take care of business. That. You know what,
dude? I didn't check the line. It's
this is
be
one of those
14.
Games. Believe it or not,
I'm checking the line as we talk.
And I'll tell you what, I don't do this a lot. Very seldom. In fact, I was talking to a buddy of mine about how one of the things that I won't make a. One game doesn't mean a lot to me.
This is a legacy game.
But if the Warriors somehow get beat tonight. To me, the mere loss to a team like this would mean they've got issues that we can't even comprehend.
Wow.
All hell would break loose. If they can't beat this, like tonight is a game, you're at home, you're playing the Spurs, there's five games left. If you go out and play hard, you will not lose the game. If you go out and play hard and can't make a shot, yeah. you're still going to win the game. The only way the Warriors lose tonight is if they don't play hard.
No doubt. And
that's all they have to do tonight. Be conscientious.
No. Yep. And if you do it right, you guys will be sitting in the fourth quarter. Can I get the game show music, Spadoni? Evan, can I get the game show music? Because I believe you have looked at me, Steiny, and you don't know the spread tonight. But your life's on the line. You get one guess. What do you think, Vegas, how many points do you think the Warriors are favored over the Spurs tonight? And I'm going to go to the guys in the back when you're done. You get one guess. And if you ain't ready, I'll go to Spadoni or Evan.
No, I'm ready, but okay. I'm going to put a qualifier on it. I wish you would do more of this.
Okay.
See, this is, you know, I
like
it.
I feel like that was real.
I like yeah. games okay. and stuff. It feels like a lot of times I ask all the questions in the games. Like I like
right,
to be a
person.
12 and a half.
Okay.
That's
you're
my guess.
Wrong, Evan.
All right.
I'll say 15.
You're wrong, Spadoni.
I will go 18 and a half.
Spadoni plays the ponies a little bit, so I know he wouldn't lie to us. You are, it's 18. But Spadoni, you just guessed that off the top.
I did. I literally told Evan, I was like, oh, he's going to us.
18,
I won't call him
Dallas
yeah.
last Friday, last week this time, was favored at home by 16 over the Hornets, and they lost. 18, damn.
The Hornets stink, and they make the Spurs look even worse.
18. Who's going to lay that?
Wembanyama.
Yeah.
Wembanyama.
Better watch out for Trey Jones tonight.
I like him.
He can play.
Yeah.
Mick who?
Man, that's how
Nick, well, it's Nicky. Nicky
he's
Jr.
He's the Gamote.
888-957-9570 is the number. Matt Stein, Mets along with Daryl the Guru Johnson. Don't forget the Warriors Spurs tonight. Just like I said, 7 o'clock at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, Warriors live. And that'll be coming to you from Chase Center with our main man, John Dickinson.
Who made an appearance at the company function.
He did.
We had a good time. They hadn't been there before, the rooftop. Nothing like the rooftop, seeing the bay, beverages.
How was that?
That.
A lot of action? I wasn't there.
I didn't win. They had bingo. Dickinson won. I did.
Oh, how much did you win?
100.
100.
Wow.
I've got a bad.
It was pretty good.
Swimming in cashier, apparently.
It was a little fun.
Interesting.
It was kind of fun.
Yeah. Had some hors d'oeuvres.
It was about 32% attendance.
Now, why would you put a number on it?
It's a guess.
32.
It's just like you making a bet. I'm just guessing.
Magic Johnson. I would say more like 60%, Spadoni.
Yeah. Yep. You're not going to get in trouble, all right?
I guess if I can. Like, who would I get in trouble for? Stacy?
Yeah.
Matt?
Yeah. All right, we're going to be back on the other side on 95.7. Well, you know what? Let me do this. You know who we're sponsoring? Oh, my friends over at Chilton Auto Body. Mike Chilton, Chilton Auto Body. They are sponsoring this segment and next on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.